I am in Hinamizawa, located in Shishibone City, a small village surrounded by lush forests and rolling hills. But despite its idyllic appearance, Hinamizawa has a dark and troubling history that has captivated people for decades. For centuries, Hinamizawa has been shrouded in mystery and folklore, with tales of strange and supernatural occurrences in the area. But what's the truth behind these stories? Well, to understand this, we need to delve into the history of the village and its residents. The largest celebration the locals have here is a festival known as Wataganashi, or Cotton Drifting Festival in English. It is held on the third Sunday of June as a way to offer gratitude and veneration to Oyashiro-sama, the guardian deity of the village. The history of the festival is somewhat murky. While it was still called Watanagashi in Japanese, it originally translates to Intestine Drifting Festival in English. Watanagashi started off as a ritual to purify the villagers of their sins through the sacrifice of a living human, which was performed publicly in the presence of all. I can't exactly go into detail with how the sacrifices are done due to how graphic they are, but let's just say it wasn't a pretty sight. As time went on, the true Watanagashi became viewed as too violent and cruel to be practiced. The modern Watanagashi Festival was created by changing the meaning of the original name, the Intestine Drifting Festival, into the Cotton Drifting Festival, by replacing the original word wata, meaning intestines, with its homophone wata, meaning cotton. The villagers would collect old clothing and furniture to gather cotton, which was then sewn into a large futon. On the night of the festival, instead of sacrificing a human, the priest or miko would dance and use a hoe to cut the futon and release the cotton into the river as a symbol of purifying the villagers' sins and sadness. Each person would take a small amount of cotton to float away their personal burdens. Fast forward to the 1970s. The Japanese government started a massive dam-building project. The undertaking began modestly, as it was at first just to control the erosion. But soon the dam grew to cover an expansive region, and if construct, it would have led to a sizable area up to Yaguchi being flooded. Now, obviously, the locals wouldn't be too happy about it, so they started demonstrating their discontent, claiming that anyone who defied the village would be cursed by Oyashiro-sama. Their protests appeared to be validated when the dam construction foreman was coincidentally killed on the night of the Watanagashi in 1979. The police investigation concluded that the dam construction foreman was murdered and dismembered into pieces by several of his co-workers, leading to the arrest of all individuals involved except for one person who remained at large. According to police investigation, the individuals responsible for the murder of the foreman were under the influence of alcohol and later admitted to killing him during a dispute. They proceeded to dismember the body and hide the remains by each taking one limb. However, the ringleader, who had possession of one arm, was never found. This strange turn of events surrounding the missing culprit and the foreman's death caused the villagers to believe that the curse of Oyashiro-sama had been activated. While some might dismiss the curse as a simple excuse for the murder, it's strange that it occurs annually on the same night of the Wataganashi Festival. The second victims were the Hojo couple, who had been unpopular in the village for supporting the dam project. The couple had gone on a trip to a park in Shirakawa and were reported to have fallen off a cliff into the river. Sadly, only the body of the husband was discovered. The third individuals to fall victim to the curse were the head priest of the Furuda Shrine and his spouse. They were neutral in the conflict over the dam, and the head priest, previously a Shinto priest, was viewed as not suitable to lead the Furuda family because he was married into it. The head priest suddenly passed away due to a mysterious illness. One evening, the wife went missing and left behind a suicide note claiming that she intended to sink herself into the swamp to calm Oyashiro-sama's anger. Authorities investigated the swamp and discovered the wife's sandals nearby, but were unable to find her body. The fourth individuals to fall victim to the curse were Satoshi Hojo and his aunt. The latter was found dead with a baseball bat used to bash in her face. Satoshi went missing a few days later and was reported to have boarded a train leaving Hinamizawa. However, there were no confirmed sightings. The police arrested a drug addict who later confessed to killing the aunt. The addict was placed in a holding cell, but before further questioning could take place, he died from choking on a spork. Regardless, the villagers believed that it was Oyashiro-sama, claiming more members of the Hojo family as victims, continuing the retribution for the Hojo couple supporting the dam project. Some say that the curse is a way for the village to protect itself from those who would do it harm, while others believe that the curse is a manifestation of the anger and fear of the residents who don't want to lose their homes. A conspiracy theory suggests that the curse is merely a cover-up for the government to obtain test subjects for a parasite virus indigenous to Hinamizawa. Whatever the truth behind Hinamizawa's dark past may be, one thing is for sure. It's a fascinating and mysterious place that continues to captivate people to this day.